This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
I am. I am is a statement of identity. All of us have an identity. An identity some are proud of, while for others their identity is not that great. Some affirm their identity and want the world to know it, while some hide it for whatever reason. Our attitude towards our identity, positive and negative attitude, is because our identity is relational. For example, one's identity is related to their family, which is evident through social norms like family name. The identity of a person could also be related to the profession, such as doctor. In addition, it could be based on the possessions like nationality, being Indian, Asian, European, and so on. Likewise, when it comes to one's identity as a disciple of Jesus Christ, it is related to their master, Jesus Christ. Apostle Peter was questioned by a slave girl, "You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you?" Peter answered, "I am not." Incredible. "Peter, you left everything and followed Jesus. You walked with Jesus, saw the miracles. You followed Jesus so closely for more than 3 years. Now why did you deny your identity?" Hey Peter, in John chapter 6 we read that Jesus gave all of you, the disciples, an option to leave him and go like other Jews. However, you affirmed your commitment to continue to be his disciples. You said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." And now, before a slave girl, you deny to be a disciple of Jesus. Why? Peter, again, when Jesus said to you, the disciples, that all of you would desert me, you said, "Even if I have to die for you, I will not leave you." But now, you deny to be his disciple. Why? Friends, in times of comfort, it is easy to declare and confess that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. But in a time of crisis, that is challenging. Now Jesus is arrested. He is undergoing trials. Peter knew confessing to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is not a comfortable thing. It is risky. It calls for sacrifice and maybe death itself. And so Peter said, "I am not a disciple of Jesus Christ." Not once. He denied to be a disciple of Jesus 3 times, to the extent that he said, "I do not know that man." Just ponder with me. Peter denied Jesus. Jesus who called him, fed him, taught him, trained him, who loved him, and washed his feet and served him. But in an uncomfortable circumstance, he failed to acknowledge his identity as a disciple of Jesus Christ. But when Peter realized that he failed, he repented and wept bitterly. Like Peter, we too may be hiding our identity of being a disciple of Jesus Christ because of the threat and challenge we face. Friends, if we have failed to acknowledge our identity as a disciple of Jesus Christ, if we were ashamed or afraid to declare Jesus as our Lord, let us repent, return, and be bold to declare that, "Yes, I am a disciple of Jesus. Yes, Jesus Christ, who loved me and died for me, is my Lord." Let us pray that we would have the courage and grace to declare our identity. "Yes, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ."
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.